folks, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your host, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I am one of your hosts, Mr. David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., media specialist, marketing specialist, all-around good guy, man about town. I forgot that last week. I just want to make sure I got that in.
I know. I was waiting. I was waiting.
And, you know, like I said, again, all-around good guy, hanging out with my partner, Mr. Leonard Young. How's everything, sir?
Hey, Dave, everything is good. This is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, black media specialist, and I guess hanging out with the man who is the man around town.
Apparently. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah. And, you know, it's still Pisces season. So, you know, what's up, all the Pisces out there? You know, just letting y'all know, y'all got a couple more weeks, though. You know, so get your party on, whatever you're doing. So,
well, hold on. So, Dave, let me ask you, are you still getting your party on the rest of this month? Or
No, but it's still Pisces season. I mean, you know, I got at least one event coming up that I will be attending. That's a, you know, the person's a Pisces, we kind of do things in special moderation, you know, because we're thinkers and, we're not the excessive party people, but we do what we have to do in order to have a good time. So,
right.
You know, we're thinkers first, so we got to think things out.
Yeah. Understood.
Yeah. So, but it's our season. So, you know, for you guys out there doing your thing, do it responsibly. Yeah. And enjoy yourself, because we got a couple more weeks before the Aries come in, you know, so,
yeah.
What's going on, man? I mean, we had a little breakthrough weather wise over the weekend, but then it just kind of disappeared again, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm glad, because even though it disappeared, it's still warmer than what it was before that nice hit us.
Yeah, well, you know, it's good. It's good. As long as we have sun, we're good, you know, but we've had a little bit of rain the last couple of days. So, but season's changing, you know, spring is coming. You know, we got the time change this weekend. You know, the time changes this weekend.
Nope, I didn't know which weekend it was.
Yeah, right, well, now
I know. Hold on, so we spring forward,
we lose
an hour, right?
Lose an hour, but gain an hour, you know, light, you know. So, you know, while you're out there, while you're down there at the campground working in the field, man, you got some extra light down there, you know.
So, yeah. And, you know, it's so crazy, because yesterday I was down there busting my butt, blowing some Dave, you know what? It's never till you go certain places, you see some of the equipment they have. They have this thing, and it's a leaf blower, but it almost looks, it looks like a combination between a lawnmower and I don't even know what else it looks, but it, you know, something you push. And Dave, this, and I'm going to make up numbers. I don't know what it is. It pushes leaves at 400 CFM per minute. And I don't know what the hell I'm talking about right there. But what, so like I would say, you know, a regular leaf blower, this thing blows it about five times with the force of a regular leaf blower.
And you have one of these things down there?
Yep. So it was actually left there by the prior owner, Norman Dempster. And Dave, I've never heard of, I've never seen it, but I'm glad it's there, because when I say that thing will handle some leaves, Dave, I clear out a whole field of leaves, like a large area. And I was like,
yeah,
man,
this is my only thing with leaf blowers. And I have one too. I have a leaf blower too. Not like that, of course, but I have one. And I, you know, but it also, you know, it also is a mulcher too. So it will, you know, malt them up as well. I never understood the whole thing with leaf blowers. Because you're blowing up from one area to another. What does it do when the wind blows? Doesn't the leaves come back, Leonard?
So I mean, a few of them, like a little bit, some of the ones off top, but I mean, for the most part, when they be sitting on that pile, and I think especially like yesterday, I blew a huge pile, and then it rained, last night and today, so I think that kind of like cements, not cements them, but it kind of settled them on top where they don't really move as much even when it get dry again.
Okay, I was going to say, it's one day you got this big ditch and you blow them all into the ditch
I
or
know.
whatever the case may be. But okay, all right, well, you rock on with that leaf blower. Well, the trees should be all. Are your trees blooming? Starting to bloom down there?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, all
Yeah,
right.
maybe a couple more weeks.
Okay, all right. Well, how's things going as far as are you getting people already booking for the season?
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of inquiries. We're getting some bookings. We know camping season officially starts, or what they say is camping season starts April 1st. So, right now we're just trying to get everything ready, hence trying to get all these leaves out of the open areas. But we have been getting the phones this month have definitely picked up. So, I mean, we are getting reservations, but they're still trickling in.
Okay. And by the way, the campground that we're talking about, you might want to put a shameless plug out there, sir.
Yep, so the campground that Dave was talking about that I was blowing leaves at is GNR Campground. It is the oldest black-owned campground RV park in the United States, and it's located in Houston, Delaware, which is about 20 minutes out of Delaware State University. So anybody who's looking to tent camp, cabin camp, in fact, Dave, you haven't been down there overnight yet. But anyone looking to tent camp, cabin camp, RV, have events, please check us out.
Yeah.
Website is gnrcampground.com.
Okay.
Yeah, Dave, when are you coming down to stay in one of the cabins or something
Well,
this summer?
the ne next next party that we throw down there, I'll probably stay down there at night.
Okay.
So,
Yeah,
all right, sorry.
well, I'll try to keep Jason out the woods around your cabin.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we need to do we need to go ahead and do like the beginning of the season barbecue down there and just have some music and everything going on and just, get people to come out, just do
Yeah, almost like a welcome to
yeah,
summer
welcome type thing.
barbecue.
Yeah. That's something to talk about. So let's
Yeah.
think about that.
Yeah,
No.
so
All right.
we do have some tentative events planned, and then we have some people who are hosting events with us. So it really starts to pick up around beginning of June as far as like people having larger events. So
Okay. All right. Well, folks, if you're interested, to holler at, check out the website or, holler at Leonard or, even get it for those that know me, you can get in touch with me and I'll get you in touch with them. So that's not a problem. All right. Okay. All right. I guess we got a show to get into. You ready to get into this show?
yep. All right, I am. Let's go.
Let's go. Okay. All right. So it's funny. I think our first couple stories are going to have a common thread to them. So let's get started. First story I saw, I kind of chuckled when I saw this, but I know he's serious about this. Charles Barkley threatens to punch black voters displaying Trump mugshots. Now, of course, you've been hearing about this, Trump and his craziness with what he said about black voters. And for those of you that didn't hear what Trump said or didn't care to hear what he had to say back then, I just wanted to kind of give you a backdrop on why Barkley said what he said. He says Charles Barkley has threatened to physically assault any black Trump supporters that he catches wearing or displaying Trump mugshots in public. When Trump addressed a crowd in Columbia, South Carolina, he He suggested that his mugshot and legal trouble with the government appeals to black voters. You know who embraces more than anybody else, Trump said. He said the black population, Trump told the crowd. It's incredible. You see black people walking around with my mugshot. You know they do shirts. Talking about a lot of people start wearing these t-shirts that have his mugshot on them. Barkley responded to Trump's remarks during a conversation with on his King Charles co-host with his co-host Gayle King. First of all, I'm just going to say this, he stated. If I see a black person, and y'all know how Barkley talks, if I see a black person walking around with a Trump mugshot, I'm going to punch him in the face. When King noted that Barkley would be arrested for assault, he said, I'm going to bail myself out and go celebrate, he said. So, because Barkley was real serious about that because of what Trump was saying. And Trump really believes this, by the way.
Yeah, he
That black
does.
really embraced him. I'm gonna keep reading because it gets even crazier. First of all, if I was at that conference, I would have got up and walked out, Barkley continued. That was an insult to all black people to compare black history where we've been discriminated against to his plight. Barkley added, it's not a fair comparison, he said, that Trump comparing himself to black people after being arrested and indicted. He's a billionaire. He had a great life. He's been president of the United States. To insult black people who have been discriminated against all these years and put them in the same category, I was just offended, Barkley continued. So, what, I mean, Trump, it's the same because he really does believe that because he has that mugshot and black people have had mugshots, this is thinking that, black people have been arrested a lot and, over the years and they're used to seeing mugshots and that's what makes people popular when they see the mugshots, And then you got a few black people running around wearing these things, It's really, really scary that he really felt that compelled enough to be able to say that. I mean, what's your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. And, I think we were talking about, I guess we'll be talking later about people who may have some mental issues. But, Dave, on the other side of that is not only does he believe it, anything that he tells his supporters, they believe too.
Yeah,
So
they
then,
do.
then his supporters are going around saying black people love Trump, to be honest, Dave, it's just weird. I saw two videos this week that, and Dave, one of them was so funny. If I thought about it, I should have played it today. But one of them, it was a reporter and she was pranking Trump supporters. So she was at some event where there are Trump supporters and she said, hey, what do you think about this? Is what Dave, this is what she said. What do you think about Joe Biden having an affair on his wife? And then paying hush money to the person he had an affair with. And the lady was like, oh my goodness, that's terrible. I would never vote for a president like that. That's
Okay.
terrible. And then the reporter was like, oops, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. That was Trump. Here, let me repeat the question. And then it was like, Trump cheated on his wife, had an affair. And the guy was like, well, same person. And was like, oh, well, it really kind of depends on what the issue was. And it's, but you know, it was about a 5 minute video where they did that to like all, Trump supporters. And it was just so funny how that when they said Biden did it, it was like, oh, awful. He's delusional. One of the other things was like, Biden said that, we could shoot a beam of light through the body and cure COVID. And the lady was like, oh, he's delusional. He needs to be put away. And then she's like, oops, I'm sorry. I meant to say Trump said. And then they played the clip of Trump saying it. And she's like, well, it really depends on what type of light it is, because they have ultraviolet. But long story short, Dave, those people believe whatever he said. And
They do. They
yeah,
do.
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. And when you watch his speeches and you watch his Since he's been on the presidential tour, if you ever watch, and of course you can tell how, you know, he always has everybody strategically placed in back of him. You know, it's always some black people in back of him, of course. And they said, did you hear that he's been using people that have mental disabilities and putting them in those seats?
I read it. So what, they have disabilities for Trump, or
they don't understand. They don't understand everything. You know, they don't know that they shouldn't be there because of the stuff that he's saying, that he's talking about a lot of them. It's not registering with them. And so if you ever notice, you know, and they're always strategically placed there. And if you ever notice that his rallies and all that stuff, they're all the black people, everyone I've ever seen, they all are placed in the same positions.
Like right behind them, almost like bodyguards.
Yeah. So, you know, they're either in that front area, and then they're kind of placed strategically throughout the crowd, you know, and you know, because he wants you to make sure you see these people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're very visible. Yeah.
They're very visible, always, always. So he knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows that first of all, he knows he can get away with anything that he says or does. I mean, first of all, it's still a travesty that he's still able to run for president.
Yeah.
I mean, even so, though there's been a few states that have shut him down, he went to South Carolina and won. You know,
said yesterday that the Supreme Court cannot block him from any of the state's ballots. And I'm like, man, this is crazy.
But we know if that was number 44 doing the same stuff, he wouldn't be able to run for that office. Right. You know, he wouldn't be able to run for that office. I mean, come on now. It's really ridiculous that he's been able to do the things that he has. But that's the world that we live in right now. So, but I just wanted to bring that story up because I know that it had been trending. That was a hot topic and I really believe that Barkley will actually hit somebody if he sees them walking around with that shirt on. So, people, please do not be in his face with that shirt on. Okay.
And was it Barkley who a while ago spit on that boy, maybe by accident, but I feel like he was commentating and someone said something.
Oh yeah. That's right. Okay. Yeah. That's true. Yeah,
so sure Dave, we already know if he's willing to spit on a young child, he definitely gonna punch his Trump supporter in the face.
Oh, he definitely gonna. Yeah, please, people, if you're a Trump supporter, do not be in Charles Barkley's face with that shirt on, because that's not going to go the way you want it to. I'm gonna tell you that now. Now, unless you want to taunt him to try to get some money out of him, because you're gonna sue him if he hits you, you know, that type of thing. So yeah. So. All right. All right. Let's move on to our next story. We pretty much going to be staying in the same areas.
Well, you know, Dave, talking about your favorite people, Donnie. So in the last 2 weeks, there are two things that happened that I'm going to just title it as, is AI trying to steal the election? And we're not talking about Allen Iverson.
We're talking about
the answer.
Okay,
but,
the answer. Okay.
Two things recently, and AI, we're talking about artificial intelligence. So earlier in the month of February, there were some robocalls that were going to Democrat residents of New Hampshire that were urging them not to cast ballots not to cast ballots in the 2024 election. Okay, and you may say, Dave, why would anyone listen to a robocall that says don't cast your ballot?
Why would anyone listen to a robocall that says don't cast your ballot? Why?
Yep, Dave, I'm glad you asked that question.
I figured you would be. Yeah, okay, go ahead. All right.
Because the voice calling them was an AI-generated voice of Joe Biden. Right. So basically, Dave, you know, imagine you getting a call and it's Joe Biden robot voice on a robo call or automated call, whatever. And he's saying, Dave, I know you're one of my great big supporters. And I know you gave all that money you have because, you know, you're sitting on all that state money. But when the election 2024 election comes up, I'll be okay. I don't need your vote. You can stay home. You don't have to go to the ballots. Now, granted.
Now, first of all, Joe wouldn't have been able to get all of that out. No, I'm just saying, first of all, why would anybody listen to a message like that?
Dave, I understand, but think about this. There are people who get emails that say, I'm related to so and so in Africa and I have $1 million. I just need to manage to get the money out and I need you to set up a safe deposit box and people fall for it. So,
Yeah, that's true. That is
you
true.
know.
Yeah. Well, I guess it depends on the demographic because, of course, right now with all the scams and everything that's going on out there right now, it's mainly targeting mainly people 50, 60 and over, you know.
Right.
And so, of course, it's easier to get them to fall. If you're convincing enough, it's easier to get them to fall for something like that than to get a younger person to do it because more likely they either are not going to answer the phone or they're going to hang up on you. So, you know, whatever.
Right,
So,
exactly. They're gonna let that thing go to voicemail.
well, it's funny that you mentioned the AI thing, and it just brought up something I heard on first of all, folks, AI is taking over everything because you really got to pay attention to the stuff that's going on with AI generated pictures and billboards and all this other stuff that's going on with AI right now. Matter of fact, I was listening to something that Jamie Foxx was talking about because they were talking about Jamie Foxx and they were saying how it was he recently got this award or something, and you know he's there at the event and it's really the first time that you know he one of the first times that he showed up at something since he was sick. So he was up there talking about how, you know, he had to convince people when he showed up to the event that it was really him. Because remember how they had all these clones out there? People were saying that he had been cloned,
Oh,
especially
yeah.
when the whole Tyrone thing, cloning Tyrone thing came out. And that, you know, people kept saying they saw him here, they saw him there, and all this stuff. And people said that wasn't Jamie, that was his clone, that was his clone. Or there was pictures of him being there and everybody was saying it was AI generated or whatever. So he made a joke and he said, then somebody said, oh, there's Jamie over there talking to a white woman. And everybody said, yeah, that's him.
Damn.
You know, but you know, right now the whole thing is really crazy because you can basically do anything you want with this whole AI thing. I mean, it's
Yeah.
scary.
I
It
mean,
really is.
it's definitely gonna get a little tricky. So that leads me into my next one when you talk about do anything you want. So this week, the last couple of days, there was an article that said, and Dave, I'm putting this picture on here if you can see it.
Yeah, I see it.
There was an article saying that there are some fake images of Trump posing with black people that is AI generated, and his supporters are spreading it around like black people love Trump and Trump loves black people. So Dave, this is one thing I learned through people commenting on the photo when I was reading the comments. And I don't know if you knew, I heard it and then I forgot about it, but now I know. AI can generate images that look real life, but there's one flaw. AI, for some reason, and Dave, this is probably going to change soon, they cannot do hands and fingers. For some reason, throws AI off every time. So if you can see right here, you see how there's something weird with the finger? Are you able to
The
see it?
way that it's sitting on the lady's shoulder there.
Yeah, but it's like there's an extra part of the finger that goes here. I don't know if you can see that part. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you see my cursor?
No.
Oh,
Oh,
okay.
I see it
All
now. I see it now. I see it now.
okay.
Oh, yeah, now I see what you're talking about. Wow, I didn't see that before.
And Dave, look over here. Look at this finger.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this finger. You see how that's just like
Yeah, it's
weird?
being cut off because you can tell that yeah, because that image is being pasted in there, right?
Yeah. So for some reason, I don't know why AI can't do fingers right, or that's one of the telltale signs. But long
I
story
did not know
short,
that.
yep. But long story short, AI, these images are giving the impression that black people are supporting Trump. And of course, Dave, we already know anything Trump says or does, his supporters are gonna spread it. So his supporters have been spreading these pictures around, with different social media captions, just saying all type of things. So, I think AI is really gonna be something that we're gonna have to pay attention to this year, not just for the election, but for multiple things, because some of this stuff just looks real. It like when I glanced at it, I was like, damn, this right here is a good, it's a good fake
Right.
picture.
We should put that on our web on our face, I mean on our news and trends page so people can look at that so they can see what you were talking about. Because it is definitely a picture that you if they didn't if like they have the word fake on here, so it kind of tells you that something's wrong with the picture. But if that word wasn't there, you probably would look at it and say, "Oh, okay, I wonder where this was." Okay,
Yeah, exactly.
but then the face though, it something looks different about his face too, doesn't it?
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, you don't usually see him smiling like that or whatever. But the hand thing, I did not know that about the hands and the fingers thing. But that makes a lot of sense if they are pasting or placing an image into another image. Because that kind of stuff could happen.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, we should, you should put a copy of that on our news and trends thing so people could take a look at it so they can see what you were talking about.
Okay. All right. Will do.
And when you guys go, when if he does that, I'm
Well,
hoping
no,
he
you know,
will.
Dave, it's probably easier. Let's put it on our Facebook page. So
Okay,
that right
we'll
there
put it
is
on the Facebook
easier.
page. Okay, we'll put it on our Facebook page, and you can put it on our can you put it on the Instagram page too?
So you have the axe. I'll send you the picture and you can put it on there.
Okay, all right. Yeah, so you guys can take a look at what we're looking at. Because it is really interesting, and it is probably something that we need to pay attention to because of all the AI generated images that are being put out there, and especially in this type of situation, because we don't want people to really believe that, he's got this kind of backing. Because he's in a, and we didn't describe the picture at all. It's a picture of him in, with a group of supporters. They're all black. Okay. It's females and a few men. And they all look happy, and he's hugging a couple of the females and everything. And it just looks like one big love fest. But it's not true, folks. It's not a real image. And you can tell when you look at the picture.
In fact, Dave,
We agree,
let me
sir.
show you. There's one other one I found. Let me see if I can find it as well.
Because we have to be woke on this, folks, because the polls, I mean, November's coming very quickly. And if this guy is still in the race at that particular time,
Can you see this one too? Oh man, what I do? Oh damn,
what
it cut
you
me
do?
off. Hold on, let me save the image and then I'll. When you go to the websites and you can view it for like 5 seconds and then they want you to
Oh,
subscribe.
okay. Yeah, that's right. And then they put the thing up there and then, okay.
Yep, so they're saying that this is another fake picture.
Now, how can you tell if this is a fake picture? Because I don't, it doesn't show the hands.
Right.
It's
Yep.
a
So I
group
mean
of it's six black guys in back of them. They're all around them. Now, you don't show they don't show any hands here or anything, but what would give this picture away?
yeah, I mean, I agree. This well, you know, that's the thing. This would be challenging.
Yeah, I don't see anything right off the bat that would say this is fake. That's interesting.
Yeah.
But they said it's fake.
Yeah.
But what did they give a reason why?
So I'm not sure. I would assume that people who are into AI, you know, I think there's just things you can tell. So like, have you seen people who like update their profile pictures using AI and it just looks like their skin just looks too good, no
Right.
blemishes?
Right.
So I'm assuming that probably certain other things they look for that aren't as obvious as hands and fingers.
Interesting. And scary at the same time.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. Folks, pay attention. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going to be happening over the next few months as far as this election goes. If he's still allowed to become president of the United States, he's going to try everything he can to make sure that happens. Or if it's even if it's not him, which I know he's going to try something, his supporters will do anything they can to try to get him back in office again. So, just pay attention. What are you doing now? Are you
I'm
going
just
back to
finding
the
better pictures that mention the
Oh, is
fake.
that a
So when
fake?
we put, yeah, Dave, I just want to
That's a
make
better
sure.
look. That's a better look at that. That's a
Yeah.
cool. Yeah,
But you know,
definitely.
Dave, I just want to make sure when we put his Trump pictures up, people don't think we're endorsing them.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, okay. All right. This pay attention, people. That's all we're asking you to do is pay attention. Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Go back to that picture.
This
That
one?
was the fuller that last picture that you showed. It showed the hands and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So even with the hand, the only thing I can kind of see is right here, because it almost looks like a, I mean, I know he don't got a long fingernail like that, but I mean, that's the only
Right.
thing. And then right here, it looks like he may be missing a finger, because I see two knuckles here and a finger, but I mean,
Oh yeah,
still,
doesn't look like it would be five fingers.
yes, I mean, it's still hard to tell.
That is really weird.
Yeah, so these right here are
Yeah.
better images, so that when we post them, people ain't trying to say we're spreading Trump love.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Interesting. Moving on to our next story. Well, speaking of somebody that's kind of going through some stuff right about now. I was looking at this article Jemele Hill did on the legacy of Mr. Sean Diddy Combs. And it says he's thinking everything that he's been attached to. So this was her thoughts. A slew of negative publicity is not doing anything to keep Sean Diddy Combs on the good side of the news. So much so that Jemele Hill is taking notice and claiming the hip hop mogul is damaging his legacy by sinking everything he's been attached to. I think once the floodgates were sort of open with his ex Cassie coming out with the allegations that she did, which were very serious, very, they were damning to be his act. And to be totally honest, I think as we see the pattern with all these cases, it takes one person. That person has the bravery and the courage to come forward. And then suddenly you hear many stories and you have many allegations that will surface, Hill said in a recent podcast interview. I know that in general, we come to these accusations finally, and with them coming to light, they have been the most, have been the subject of whispers for many, many years. He may now be finding out that gory, awful, tragic, horrible details, but there are always been a lot of whispers around some of these people that when we finally sort of understand the depth of what allegations are against them, it can be jarring to many people. Hill's comments come amid troubling times for Combs, chronicling the Bad Boys record founder, records founder, points the Jasmine brand, reference the November 2023 lawsuit from his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura, the first five directed at Combs since late last year. In that suit, Ventura accused Combs of rape, sexual trafficking, and physical abuse. The lawsuit was ultimately settled between the pair one day after Ventura's claims became public knowledge. Now, I'm going to stop right there for a moment. The fact that that happened so quickly, and you and I talked about this right after it happened, said a lot about what really was going on, and that you knew that Sean Puffy Combs was in trouble. Because for him to come out and settle that lawsuit, and then he said
Yeah.
it was for $30 million,
Right.
the next day, that was like, go to the bank, get her the money.
Yeah, like immediately. Run,
Immediately.
don't walk.
It's, look, he took his black card, went to an ATM, and took out $30 million over, in a transaction. I mean, that's scary. I mean, because that he had to have some stuff on him. For him just to do that real quick. You imagine going from being a person with a little money to being a millionaire in less than 24 hours.
Right.
Without playing the lottery. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. So it goes on to say in the lawsuit, music producer, and this is the most recent thing, Rodney Little Rod Jones is suing Combs for $30 million also, with claims of sexual assault and harassment lawsuit against the All About the Benjamins hit maker. Combs had maintained his innocence in all these cases and noted the damage done from the lawsuits will, Hill believes Combs' image among the public is more than likely forever tarnished. It's really crazy because all his businesses have suffered, revolt, and his school, he had a cap his cap he had quite a few he had a couple schools, Capital Preparatory Schools, among all the other companies, of course the Ciroc, all of that stuff has basically taken a hit, and all those companies that really kind of distanced themselves from him anyway. You said, last time we saw Puffy, he got that award on last year on that, I forget what award show, but they, I think it was the BET Awards, Hip Hop Awards, and they gave him a Lifetime Achievement Award. And even that night when they gave, and this was before Cassie came out with her allegations, because it happened right after that, that he got the award that she came out with the allegations. People were talking that night, y'all giving Puffy a Lifetime Achievement Award? And then the next thing you know, she comes out with those allegations.
Yeah,
You
it's
talking about a fall, you talking about a fall from grace. Now, this guy has been a self-made person all this time. We've been riding with Puffy for a long time now, but then you see a lot of it makes sense now when you think about a lot of stuff that's happened over the years, especially with his artists. Because remember how, you know, his artists will all come out, they get these hits and whatever the thing, all of a sudden they have these big hits and all of a sudden they just disappear.
Yeah.
And all of them will be talking about the same thing because he don't, you know, he'll let them walk away and everything. And all of them would say the same thing. They walk away with, they might have car, you know, may have a car or a couple of things, but they ain't got no money. You know, they said Puffy, you know, them contracts that Puffy would write up was not good contracts to any of them artists.
Right.
The only one that made money was him. You know? And why doesn't he, you know, none of those artists stay with him? He doesn't have all his big hits that he had with all the artists, none of them guys are with him.
No, they're not. And most of them don't even, the only people who still kind of stayed close to him music-wise throughout the year were people who were never under his label, like Mary J.
There you go. And even recently, I don't know if you noticed, Mary J said a few things recently.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard.
Yeah, she said, you know, she said, well, I knew some stuff was going on, but I didn't think it was as bad as everybody's making it out to be. I heard
no,
her
she,
say that.
She knew. She knew, Dave.
Well, she had to because he repped her all this time, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, even in her documentary and everything, he's all up in that, you know. So she had to know something was going on. Do you think in your lifetime that you've ever seen a bigger fall from grace than this?
Maybe Harvey Weinstein, you know.
Yeah, but but did we care about Harvey Weinstein?
Well, I mean, we didn't care, but still, his fall from grace was quick.
It was big. It was big. Yeah, it was quick. And he took some other people down with him too because of association with him.
Well, Dave, you already know if Puffy starts spilling some beans, there gonna be a lot of people go down with him too.
Well, you know, there's already been some big names that have been mentioned, and you know, one of them was T.D. Jakes.
Yep, I heard that.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a few other names associated, and you know, and it's really a shame, because if it does all come out, wow, that's all I'm going to say. If it all does come out, you know, it's not looking good at this point. And, you know, I guess when you get that kind of power, I guess you think you're untouchable.
Yeah, I'm sure. Power trip. Well, Dave, I was telling somebody the other day, if it was me, I would move to one of these countries that you can live very nicely for very, very cheap. And I would just live out the rest of my life because I don't think there's any coming back for Puffy.
I don't think so either. But is he going to have any money to be able to do that?
Oh, Dave, you know he got money.
Yeah, we know he got money, but how much? I mean, think about it. With all the lawsuits that are probably building up right about now, and all the lawyers he's going to have to pay,
so
is he going to be able to walk away? Huh?
He need to start selling his businesses to his kids, sell his house, and just dip out.
Hmm.
That'd be my thoughts.
I wonder if Carisha would go with him.
They said she was in on it too.
They said that she was not innocent in this too. Yeah, yeah.
So,
but she, well, you know, that shouldn't surprise anybody though. I mean, you know, he had her doing some crazy stuff anyway. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, folks. It doesn't look good for Mr. Combs, and You know, and when you think about it though, you just hope that none of our other big time entertainers are caught up in this mess as well or doing stuff like this. I mean, of course, you know, you think about Puffy, you think about Jay-Z, and you know, think about people like that. I just saw that Nas was trying to buy, was trying to get a casino license because he wants to build a casino, own a casino, $5 billion he's trying to pay to get this casino license. You
Oh,
know, and
wow.
I was
Okay.
like, you know, so just hope that, you know, these guys are not into a lot of, you know, into the same stuff or were into the same stuff that Puffy was into, because, you know, we would hate to see people that we all kind of looked up to coming up, you know, and been proud of because they were self, you know, self-made millionaires and billionaires and so forth, and to have it all come crashing down like this. Because Puffy had just made the the billionaires list, right? When before all this stuff started happening.
Well, what they say, the same people you see going up, or they're gonna be the same people you see coming down.
Yeah, just gonna be probably you probably won't it, they'll probably all be a blur because you're going down so fast, you know. So that's the only thing. So, man, what a fall, man, what a fall. But you know, I guess we'll just have to see where this takes us and takes him, you know, because I'm sure we ain't heard the last of it. And I'm sure there's going to be some big, big stuff that's going to be when everything's unveiled. It's probably going to be newsworthy, big time newsworthy. So we'll see. All right. Our next subject, been kind of the hot topic over the last couple of weeks. You know, you and I have talked about it a couple of times. We figure we talk about it on the show. Everybody else is talking about it. And the TikTok series. Why in the F? I mean, who in the F did I marry? Everybody should be aware of this by now. Have you seen some of the funny memes and stuff and all that's going on around it? You know,
I haven't.
there's people impersonating her and, you know, in funny ways or whatever, you know. But it's a compelling series on TikTok where this young lady, she goes by Risa, Teresa is her name, well, and then she calls herself Risa, goes on TikTok and creates a series of videos, all told 50 videos, that takes her a total of 8 hours to film, where she goes and tells a story, probably one of the most unbelievable stories that we've ever heard. I mean, I've never heard anything like it. I know you, I don't think you have either, right?
No.
And you haven't finished the whole series,
And I shall not. No, I have not.
right? Okay. Okay. Well, I did finish the series. I did. But it's very compelling. And everything that this woman starts to talk, I mean, it gets you from the very beginning because you were like, what? The very first episode, she meets this guy. They hit it off. They meet on a dating site, Facebook dating site, and they hit it off, and then they meet for dinner. And she has Leonard, here's the first red flag. Now, how many red flags was in this story? I'm gonna say there probably had to be 100 red flags in this story of them getting together. But here it is, the very first time they decide to get together, the first red flag happens. She has a flat tire on the way to meet him for dinner. She has a blowout on the road. Thank God she didn't get hurt. She didn't do any damage to her car or anything, but the tire went out. She calls him. Guy says, "Don't worry, I'll be out there. Tell me where you are." He comes, meets her, puts a donut on. They go to a tire place and he buys a brand new tire for her. Now, in a perfect world, that kind of stuff happens. But how perfect of a world is it that that would happen with your first date? Think
Right.
about that. Okay. And then they still end up going out to dinner to her favorite place. She ain't too good for this place, the Cheesecake Factory, because we've already had we've already heard stories about going to the Cheesecake Factory on the first date, you know. So, and she said they went on to have a perfect dinner and perfect date. Then 2 weeks later, COVID hits. And because this happened in March of 2020, COVID hits a couple weeks later after they meet. Things are going kind of fast between them. Girlfriend and him decide they're going to quarantine together 2 weeks after they meet each other. Second red flag, COVID hit. Right after you meet each other. And
Well,
then red
hold on,
flag after.
Dave. I was gonna say, for the people who have not watched it yet, don't give all the details.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm not. But that's just the beginning of this. That's the first video talking about, that's the first couple of red flags right there. I mean, and for those who haven't seen it, you gotta watch this. Leonard's scared to finish it. Don't get the, I understand. You know, but there's a lot that goes on in this, and it's very compelling, but it's also eye-opening too. And for now, it could be taken a couple different ways because there's a lot that goes on in this, and I don't want to get too deep into it for those who haven't seen it because it's starting to make its round. People really tuning into it now. You know, there's over 400 million people that have seen this now. Okay. She said when she loaded the first, because she did it, she loaded them like five at a time. She said when she loaded the first set of videos, she wasn't sure how well it was going to do because she says she only got like 20,000 views.
Dave, I'm looking right here. You know, there's only 331.9 million people in the United States. Ain't that crazy?
Right. And over 400 million people have seen this video, these videos now. Okay. Around the world, they said, around the world. So, when you think about it, for her to take the time to chronicle all this, you know, there had to be some stuff that went on. It also says a lot about meeting people the way that we do now, where a majority of people do meet people online. It's kind of hard to get around that these days because, you know, that's where people, you know, want to be who they want to be online. And you could build yourself up to be this great woman or this great man, you know, online. And that's what people do. But you also still have to use a certain amount of caution, and you have to be careful. And this story is all about what could go wrong if you're not diligent and careful in paying attention to the people that you're meeting. This young lady, really dodged a bullet, I'm gonna say that. I'm trying not to get too deep into the story because I want you guys to really, for those who haven't heard about this or who haven't seen it, you can go on TikTok. It's there. I think they even have excerpts of it on YouTube now. And She's making her rounds. She was on Good Morning America yesterday with Robin Roberts, and she was on Tamron Hall show talking about it as well. They're already, I think you said that you saw that somebody, some entertainment company has signed her because everybody's itching for this to be put on film in some type of series or some type of movie. I really think it would have to be a series in order to do justice to what really went down. What's your thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I mean, I think luckily, well, fortunate for her, you know, she shared her story and her story was a hit. And they, I would advise every lady who has some issues, you know, don't get on TikTok just sharing all the business. But, you know, no, because you know what? Now that she did it, I guarantee a lot more people are gonna start doing it and, you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
hoping it hits. But, you know, I mean, her story is
And
very,
there's going to be
very.
a lot of people come online too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
But you know, her
so.
story is
Her
very
story.
unique, and to be honest, as elementary as it sounds, she was the first person to think to do something like this. So,
Yeah.
you know, she's gonna reap a reward, and she's probably gonna be the blueprint for other people trying to tell their stories too.
Yeah, I think
In
where
fact,
you're a C.
Dave, real quick, I was gonna say, hopefully, you know, there's no story about anyone named Smavit Boker, because
Yeah,
you know that might be ugly out there.
that might be ugly or something, yeah. But you know, it's Gary changed the game when it comes to TikTok and Instagram, those type of, especially those two social media sites, because now with seeing her go on and telling her story. And you and I talked to a young lady last week that was an author, Monica Pickett, and we were telling her about, you know, doing the audio books and so forth. You know, she wrote a trilogy of books and saying maybe this is something that she should look at doing. It's going on TikTok and telling her story of her trilogy, you
Yeah,
know.
no, definitely.
You know, but this is going to change the way that to use TikTok. Because we've had a lot of people get discovered, a lot of stars. As a matter of fact, nowadays, when you talk about celebrities, there's more celebrities that people know from TikTok and Instagram than they do from TV and movies and so forth right
Right.
now. You know, when you know, these celebrity basketball games and these other celebrity events, they're, most of the people are coming from these social media sites that they're bringing in to these things, and everybody knows them. So when you look at something like this, you can go on to one of these social media sites now, especially TikTok, because that's the way it's set up, and just tell a whole story and act out a whole story. If you got the right people acting, you could actually do a mini series on TikTok.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, so it's you know, the unfortunately we're glued to our phones, we're glued to our TV, our iPads and our tablets and our laptops and so forth, computers. Looking at people look at devices more than they do TVs now. That's crazy. I rather, you know, you hear young people, oh, I'd rather watch it on my phone than to watch it on TV, you know. So this is where we are. This young lady, I'm so glad that there was no physical violence that came her way, because it could have been. It could have ended really badly for her. But thank God it hasn't, and there hasn't been any issues as far as that's concerned. But there's also the story also contains mental illness as well, according to what's come out of the story. And it really says a lot about people that are habitual liars, pathological liars, compulsive liars, you know, people that may have schizophrenia or bipolar. It's a lot that comes out when you talk, when you hear stories like her story and other stories. When you read the comments that have been said in a lot of her, every time she did a different entry into her series, you know, the comments started out really bad. They were really negative towards her, you know, because everybody was calling her crazy. How could you not know? How could you not see what was going on? You know, why didn't you question this? Why didn't you question this? And a lot of people were calling her a gold digger because she thought the guy really made her think he had money, that type of thing, you know. So, but then you started noticing the compassion change for her by the people who were watching as the story went along, you know. So if you haven't seen this, people, I strongly recommend that you see it. It can really help in with determining the caution you should have for those that are looking to date and get back, especially if you haven't been out there in a while and you're going back out there, you know, and you don't know how to go about it since things are so different now. You really have to be smart about it, and you really have to pay attention. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, my final thoughts are just, you know, she was the first to do it like this, and she made her mark, and she's about to make some money, and I'm sure this will not be the last of what we hear about Reese or Tisa.
Yep, that's right. It's not going to be the lesson, you know. Even her, and it's funny because there's been a couple responses from Legion, her ex. He's done a couple of videos, and he's, you know, of course, he's still maintaining that, you know, he didn't lie and all of this stuff. But I'm sure as he gets bigger, and if that series does come out, wow, I'm sure it's going to be one of the most watched things to come on, whatever, you know. So, but, folks, I just wanted to bring that to your attention because it's been talked about. It's not, you know, not going anywhere anytime soon, and more people are tuning in. I didn't look at it right away. I've known about it for a few weeks, and somebody kept saying, "Have you watched this series yet?" And they kept talking about it at work. I work with a bunch of females, so they kept talking about it at work, and I'm sure a couple of them are listening right now. And they're going to get on me for saying that, and they, you know, one particular person said, "You haven't watched it yet?" And I said, "No, nah, I haven't watched it." Then finally, one day I started watching it. I said, "Let me turn this on." And it got me from the verse, very first. I said, "Uh-oh." And then I said, "Uh-oh" again. And I was like, "Oh, I got to see what's going on here." You know, and it draws you in. She tells, the way she tells her story, she actually draws you in. You know, I just want to say good. Now, of course, she's forever changed because of this. Like her old self, she can never go back to because of everything that's happened. So, but we'll see how her new, you know, what happens as far as her future goes. And, you know, I just wanted to bring that up for those who haven't seen it. I suggest you take a look at it. That's what I'm suggesting. You take a look at it because I think we all need to see it, and especially people of color, because there's a lot of craziness going on out there in the world today. So, all right. Leonard's checked out on this subject, so we're going to keep it moving.
Good day. I'm about to say I can only handle so much Reese or Tisa, you know.
I know. All right. Well, we're to Leonard's favorite part of the show anyway, so we're going to do Dave's Corner and And I'm going to challenge Leonard with today's question. Okay, here we go. You have the chance to go back in your life and redo three major moments in your life. What three moments would you redo? That you can share, that is. Okay.
Of course, that right there is a caveat to that question right
Yeah,
there.
I know, because I know we can't tell everything. So yeah.
No, we said we gotta protect the innocent who
Yeah, we
will
got to
remain
protect the innocent.
unnamed.
There we go.
So probably the number one thing, and I think about it all the time, when I graduated from school in Florida, I had to make a decision on where I was trying to go. And my options, and of course, this was 2002. My options were Atlanta, Orlando, or somewhere in Florida. And Dave, guess what option I made?
Delaware.
Delaware. Why did I
Yeah.
do that? Why did I come back?
Because you wanted to be home, man.
I did, but like I always tell this story and I always laugh when I tell it. I came home to Delaware to no job, no money, no friends, no girl, living in my parents' house. That's what I came home to. Like, geez, like what the heck was I thinking? So that's one thing I always think about. Like, man, like, okay, if I'd gone to Orlando, if I'd gone to Atlanta, or if I'd stayed in Tallahassee, how would things be different? So that's my number one. My number two is kind of a spinoff of that, where my senior year, because I was a mechanical engineering major who somehow passed through the ranks, because it was a process. But my senior year, my senior project, we were me and my partner, this girl, can't even remember her name, Chica. We were partnered with this chemical company, and we had to like design this some type of solution equation to some of their chemical batches or something. I don't even remember exactly what it was. And after we did our presentation, we did a great job on the presentation. And they wanted to offer me a job working with their company. Dave, I should have taken it, because guess what I did?
What?
Came to Delaware, no job, no girl, no friends, no money, living in my parents' house. So
Wow.
those are two different decisions that I think about all the time.
And all of it involved you coming home,
Yeah. My third one, well, my third one I probably can't talk about, but then going on to the fourth one, I don't know. I mean, after that, it almost seems like, everything kind of happens for a reason. Oh, okay. I know what it was, Dave. And hopefully all the ears ain't listening. But there was one point when I was in a relationship that wasn't great, and I'll just say it wasn't my first wife, and it's not currently, so I'll just leave those out so no one's.
Okay.
And I had the opportunity to buy a condo in Myrtle Beach. It was a condo inside of a not an entertainment place, but it was like a timeshare condo. But where it was, they had a lot of attractions right on the grounds of the condo. And I had the opportunity to buy this condo. I'm sorry, I had the opportunity to own it for $5,000. Now,
Wow.
basically just saying I put down 5,000 and then I'd be making monthly payments. No credit check, no tax returns, no nothing like that. And then hopefully when they rented out the condo, hopefully that would have paid for whatever the mortgage was, and maybe I add to it if it was short. But the reason why I didn't was because of the situation I was in. I didn't, I knew I had to make a trip. I didn't want to buy it sight unseen. And I just didn't know how to make a solo trip without drama. So I just bypassed on it. But
Wow.
I think about that all the time too.
Yeah.
Those are my three decisions.
Yeah, I get it. I get it, believe me. Yeah. Those sound like three hard decisions that you had to make, man, so
But kind of like they say, everything happens for a reason. 'Cause then, how would you do news and trends without Lynn? You know what I mean?
there you go. I know you would. I know. I mean, it would have never happened with Len anyway. I probably would have had Jen. There you go. News and trends with Dave and Jen.
Or if I would have been a DJ Tim Dog and y'all would have had the
Yeah.
all sports show.
I know. Tim, we'd be talking Eagles and
Yep.
crying about
Eagles,
Jason,
Sixers.
crying about Jason Kelce retiring, but okay, all right,
All right,
well,
well, Dave, what about you? If you had the chance to go back in your life and redo three major moments, what would those three moments be?
the first one, I think back to high school and back then, you had, when I was in school, the big thing was the two, you had college prep, which were, basically you were taking your courses that were set up for you to go to college and, your standard college courses. And then you had the co-op courses where you can co-op and go. And you will work a good part of the year working for some corporation like DuPont, and we had Hercules, DuPont, we had banking, we had people in banking and so forth. And basically you would take all these business classes and end up working for these companies during the school year. And then when you got out of school, if you didn't want to go to college, a lot of them just, you just went to work for these companies and made good money right out of school. You know what I'm saying? Right out of school. I didn't want to do that, and I had a chance to, and I didn't want to do that. I just wanted to do the college prep courses, and just take the regular classes. Leonard, knowing what I know now, I would have been co-op all day long, man. I mean, because a lot of my classmates ended up working for DuPont for 30 plus years, and or in banking for 30 plus years. They came right out of high school and went into these positions making real good money. I mean, money that took me a long time to make. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing that if I had a chance to go back to high school, I definitely would have took the co-op classes and took Spanish, because that was another thing I didn't do. Yeah, I took French as a rebellion. I was being rebellious, about, because I didn't want to take Spanish because everybody was taking Spanish. So I took French. What did French do for? I had 3 years of French in high school because I didn't want to take Spanish. But that would be something else I would do. I'd take Spanish too.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that was the first thing. I mean, seems kind of in, nondescript, but it was a big thing back then. And I definitely, if I could have went back to high school, I definitely would be lumped in right with all my friends, taking them business courses.
Okay,
The next thing,
I
huh?
understand that. I said I
Yeah, yeah,
understand that one.
yeah. The next thing happened that happened, and you had a you spoke of a tough thing that had to do with relationships or whatever the case may be. So I'm going to put one of those in there as well. Okay. I don't li I have no regrets to what came out of this, let me preface it by saying this. But I at 19, I became a father at 19 while I was in school, while I was in college. And also found myself getting married at the same time because of immigration situation that also happened at that time.
Oh, Dave, I never heard this story.
Proceed.
Proceed.
I told you this story before. You probably
Okay.
forgot that I told you this.
I
But
definitely forgot.
my daughter's mother was from Barbados, and she was about to be. We both actually went to school together. We both were the same age. Matter of fact, I'm exactly a week older than her. A week older than her. At the same time, found out she was pregnant. We also found out she was about to be deported because her visa had expired. She was here visiting her father and ended up staying, and her visa expired while she was here, and they were about to deport her. Same week we found out she was pregnant. So had to make a decision. Decision was to marry, get married, to keep her here in the United States so she can have the baby here in the United States. Otherwise, if she had gone home and had the baby there, it would have been 5 years, at least 5 years before she would have been allowed to bring the baby here to the United States. So it was a lot of thinking that I had to do. Secretly got married without my family knowing about it.
Oh, that sounds like trouble.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot, man. There, now, like I said, I preface this by saying, because the greatest gift was my daughter. The reason I did all of that was to keep her here and make sure that she had a chance to have a good life. And she has a great life. She really has done very well for herself. The only thing I would redo, it's not so much, I don't want to eliminate the fact that she's here, but I just wish I would have been a little smarter back then about things, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
Okay. And so I would definitely tweak that situation. I would definitely go back and be a little smarter. And the last thing, I think I would have changed, I had an opportunity once to go into business with someone who told me, and this was when I was about 40 years old, I had an opportunity to go into business with this person who, you ever meet a person that just does so much talking, and you hear a lot of, they have all these big ideas, and you just say to yourself, okay, that'd never work, because they just seemed like they were always talking like stratospheric type stuff. You know what I mean? This guy was that kind of guy. He was like, Dave, you and I could do this. We can do this. We can do this. All you got to do is just go in with me. Told me, he said, he said, just invest $2,000. That's what he said. Just invest $2,000. And we can, and you, and you can, we can be on our way. Well, at the time, I didn't have the money. And I told him that. I said, I can't invest $2,000. I was married at the time. Couldn't do it. He said, I'll spot you the money. Just pay it back when we start making money. And I just, well, I remember going to my ex and said, talking to her about it. She was like, nah, he's crazy. Don't do it, and all this kind of stuff. And I listened to her. And he had a bunch of grandiose ideas about this. Well, Make a long story short, I didn't do it. He ended up moving to California and became a millionaire.
Are we talking about P. Diddy or somebody else?
No, no, it wasn't. No, very good friend. You heard me tell the story about going to California, meeting Denzel Washington, and going to Laker games. That guy, that's the guy. My friend went to California, never came back to Delaware. Well, he's talking about moving back to Delaware now because his mother's sick and he wants to be here, you know, for, but he's retiring. He ended up working for the Chamber of Commerce in Los Angeles and made a ton of money. His loft looks like one of those. The place where he lives is one of those abandoned warehouses. Look like one of those abandoned warehouses that you walk into and you'd be like, oh my God, when you walk in. I mean, this place is crazy, Leonard. Crazy. Okay. And he owns the whole building. You know
Damn.
what I mean? I mean, but this, you know, if I had a chance to go back and do it, I'd be, you'd never know me. You would have never known. I'm telling
Well,
you, you would have never known
Dave,
me.
I got this business opportunity. I
Oh,
need
here
you
we
to send
go.
me
Okay.
$1,000 tonight. Okay, don't Dave, don't let history repeat itself. Send me that
Okay.
$1,000
All
tonight,
right.
and we're gonna be millionaires. Okay.
All right.
Send it right now. Send it.
Let me, which you want me to send it to your email address? I got you.
Yeah, send it to my Cash App.
No, your email address. I'll send it to your email. I can, matter of fact, I'll send you 5,000. Would that get me in deeper if I send you in 5,000 on to your email?
See, Dave, this is why you don't want to be a millionaire,
Okay.
because you got to send the money. You got to have faith.
Oh, okay. All right. I can't have faith. Huh? You didn't tell me what the $1,000 is for. That's the thing. So, yeah, there you go. A leaf blower.
Yes, we're going to invest in a whole fleet of leaf
Elite.
blowers.
Okay, there we go. All right. Okay. Our signature series. There we go. Yeah. Have our initials on them and everything. Okay.
Yeah.
Dave and Lynn. It has Dave and Lynn News and Trends signature on it. Okay. All right. All right. I'll send that over to you shortly, man. Yeah. All right. But that's it. That's what it, you know, I think about that, you know, often, you know, from time to time, you know, every time I talk to him, it pops in my head, you know, so, and he, of course, he loves to rub it in, you know, say, see, you could have did this, you could have did that, you know, and I was like, never mind, I don't want to hear it. But anyway, there you go, folks. That was our Dave's Corner tonight. I'm sure you guys have some comments and your own thoughts about that, and please let us know what you guys think when you hear it and everything. So we want to take the time to thank you for listening to our show tonight. We hope you got some pleasure out of what we talked about tonight, and make sure you take the time to come back and listen to us again real soon. Lynn, you got anything you want to add?
Nope, I just wish everyone has a great week and catch us next time.
Okay. All right. That's it, folks. We'll talk to you soon.
Join us next week for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.